ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Probably seen the pumpkins 15 times. Billy Corgan will be joining us here shortly about his benefit concert.
Is that the group that you've seen most?
No, probably in person? Probably they're number two.
Counting Crows?
My top three probably are Counting Crows, Smashing Pumpkins, and U2. I've seen U2 close to double digits.
Wow, you used to go to a lot of concerts.
Yeah. I mean, I was single for a long time, too. But yes, I love seeing great shows. Still do. I saw the Pumpkins second to last show, and then they got back together at the United Center. Then they closed out the first run at Metro. I've seen them at Metro. That was the coolest place to see them. I've seen them at the Aragon Theater. I've seen them at the Riv. I'm trying to think where else. If I've seen them in a stadium or outdoor venue, but over and over again.
For me, they are definitely the band that I've seen the most. Saw my first, I think they were the first concert that I saw out at the old New World Music Theater back in the day. I don't know what it's being called these days. I went to...
It's a great question because it's changed like five times, hasn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. I can't remember anymore. I've seen them in Vegas.
I've seen them across the street at Chicago Theater. I've
seen them in San Diego. Yes. Always put on a great show.
I wonder what their favorite place to play is.
It's a good question for him. I bet you Metro was up there. Metro was, and it's still going on, I think. Right across from Wrigley Field, it's like 1,100, it's 1,000, maybe a little below. I've seen them multiple.
Is that the best place to see a concert? I haven't gone to a ton of concerts in recent years.
It's all standing. It's just a small venue. It's just like seeing, you know how you've seen good country shows at Joe's, right?
Yeah.
This is a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So let's
very intimate.
Let's bring him in. I want to tell everybody the details on this, and Billy can tell us more. He is a friend of the show. He's been on with us recently talking some Chicago sports. They're back on tour. They're coming back to the United Center in November. Can't wait to see them again. The last time I've seen them at the United Center, it was probably the best show I've seen from them. But Billy is putting together a benefit concert for the Community Foundation of the July 4th Victims Response Fund. It's with Billy. It's with Jimmy Chamberlain. Special guests. It's a week from today at 7 o'clock. This is July 27th. He's going to be doing it from his cafe in Highland Park, which was not far from where the shooting took place. And I wanted to make sure we can get this on so we could have all of the Waddle and Sylvie, the power of the Waddle and Sylvie fan to help donate, to watch on the Smashing Pumpkins YouTube channel. Billy Corgan joins Waddle and Sylvie right now. Hi, Billy.
Hello, my friends.
What is this last 2 to 3 weeks been like for you as a Highland Park resident and business owner?
It's been difficult. Our business is one block away from where this happened. We were closed down for about 5-6 days by the FBI. And, of course, it gave us a minute to reflect. And when we opened the business back up, I wasn't sure anybody was going to come to Highland Park, there were concerns, were they going to support the local businesses? The community support, and I'm talking about the greater Chicago community support, has been incredible. People are so supportive, and they're very supportive of the idea of this charity concert that we're holding. It's really touched my heart, but certainly the most difficult part is meeting so many people that we know and so many people we don't know who were there. I met a gentleman the other day who had a one-year-old kid in his arms and had a run for his life. I mean, when you hear these stories, I know there was the story about the father who had to put his kid in a dumpster. I'm pretty sure, I can't say 100% for sure, but I'm pretty sure that was our dumpster that he put his kid in. That shows you how close we were to this whole madness. And there's so many emotions. It helps to want to do something and to focus on the positive, which is wanting to help. But in between that, you hit those moments of like, wow, this is really, really tough to navigate.
And not surprised at all to hear that people want to find a way to help, right, Billy? I mean, you live in a community where there's a tight-knit group of people.
Yeah, you know, the amazing thing about this community is it was really founded, you know, in the 20th century, was founded by a lot of people who left Chicago, mostly Jewish population, who felt they were being oppressed at that time in obviously a different world. And they came up here and built this city sort of based on the idea that together they could have a degree of safety and comfort. So this community is highly sensitive to issues of oppression, of violence, of those types of things. And it's a very liberal, progressive community, very focused on issues that are plaguing, of course, the south side of Chicago. Gun violence is a big issue in this community. So for this kind of double whammy to hit this community, where this community is now at the epicenter of this debate. Our mayor and our friend Nancy Rotering was on Capitol Hill today testifying. It's pretty crazy. And so I think maybe the one silver lining out of all of this is going to be that I think Highland Park can really help change the nature of this debate going forward, because there are a lot of people here with the intellect, the depth of understanding, the political and social nuance, and of course the capital to maybe affect change. So it'll be very interesting. This may end up being the great legacy of Highland Park, that Highland Park took something that was so tragic and so damaging to this community and made it, you know, something that really was a positive change for everybody.
Our friend Billy Corgan joining us from the Smashing Pumpkins. He's got a benefit concert next week on the 27th to raise money for the Highland Park Fund after the shooting on the 4th of July. And we'll give you details and everything on that here in a minute. Billy, you know, we have kids similar ages. I think mine's a few years older than yours. And I know that when you're a dad, you see the world differently. How has things changed for you? You've always been a thoughtful guy to begin with, but now seeing it through the lens of kids and how you feel about raising your kids in environments like this.
Well, you know, the first question we had asked ourselves was whether or not we wanted our children to know. Our children are 6 and 3. And so we made the decision not to tell them. And it's really, really difficult because our kids are asking questions. I mean, they see memorials, they see people in the community, they want to know what's going on. It's very hard to have to lie to my children and not tell them, but I just feel they're not ready to hear this, because when the day comes, and it'll come soon, when we have to have that conversation, it's going to be a very, very tough conversation. I was talking to a father the other day who has a 7-year-old daughter, and they were in the shooting. Thankfully, they weren't injured. But he was talking about the trauma his daughter is going through, and I cannot even begin to imagine the conversations, the difficulties, the challenges that they have ahead of them. Because, you know, as a parent, what we want to do is we want to keep that part of adulthood as far away from them as possible until it's time. And to have to deal with those issues at such a young age, in this gentleman's case, 7-year-old, my son's being 6, I'm not ready to have that conversation, but we're going to have it soon.
You know what blew my mind, Billy, and my kids go to the Deerfield schools, is that they go through drills now I have a third grader and a first grader soon to be, and they go through drills where they have to, you know, we used to go through the fire drill, we used to go through the tornado drill. Now they go through, hey, a lockdown drill, and they call it the big bad wolf. And to me, to process that, when I found out about that after the shooting, I didn't know about that until after the shooting. It just absolutely, it blew my brain.
Well, when I was a kid, we used to do duck and cover because the Russians were going to blow us up and we were going to hide under our desks, just to tell a little joke. But my nieces in Florida, they were 3 miles away from the Parkland shooting. They're basically the next school over. And they were telling me they do these drills all the time. It's crazy, crazy that we live in a country so incredibly wealthy, progressive and smart as America can be when it needs to be, that we are sort of normalized into this level of like, well, yeah, we just have to do this because, you know, there's a possibility. And just the fact that there's a possibility anywhere in this country at any given time, it's easy to sit when you're at a distance and sort of have your opinions on these things. When it's up close like it is here with us in Highland Park, you really feel it, and you know the change is coming. It's just a question now of when, not if.
Hey, Billy, when did you decide that this was what you wanted to do to help give back to the community and help to be an agent for healing as well?
Well, you know, you find yourself at a loss for words, right? And then you start thinking, well, what can I do? And I think the greater message of Highland Park is important to me. I think how this community needs to heal is important to me. Just to give you a quick number, the community started offering right after the shootings free mental health care at the local high school. The last number I heard, which was about a week ago, was 1,200 people a day were going for free mental health services. That's just a mind-blowing number.
Yeah.
When you think of all the therapists who are donating their time coming up here to help, because obviously we don't have that many people in the community to deal with that level of mental health crisis. The legacy of this thing has a really, really long tail. So for me, it was like not so much a turn the page thing, but like, let's try to do something positive that people can feel good about. And you know, the one thing Jimmy Chamberlain from the Pumpkins and I can do, we can reach that global audience. And we feel it's important to take that message to the world and say, look, if this moves you, if this is important to you, if you just feel human empathy, heck, in the world we live in, if you just want to share, just share a link, it's all very meaningful. So we felt that this was the right thing to do. And as Jimmy Chamberlain said to me, he's like, well, we're only really good at music, right? You know what I mean? It's like, that's what we're good at. So we should probably stick to that.
But is it, and I'm sure you know this, like your role as a musician, your role with that global reach, like throughout, whether it's a battle, like I had a battle with cancer 2 years ago, and you listen to your favorite songs to put your mind in a better place, whether you just got dumped, like the power of healing through music is incredible, is it not?
Yes, and I also think it's really good for unifying. One thing I'm very sensitive to right now is, and because I have lived in the, let's call it the media eye of the storm for over 30 years, I've watched, of course, you know, both in the middle of it at times and from the sidelines as this country has gotten more and more and more divided. I think this is one of those issues where we have to find unity. We just have to, even if it's just for our kids, we have to find unity. The fact that we can accept these things is just beyond me. So I love the idea here of unity, music bringing unity, bringing people together to want to be motivated to do something. What we do with that is of course politics, right? But the step before that, let's just get all on the same page and agree that we need to do something collectively. The fact that this stuff gets so political so quickly, it's really hard to deal with. When literally, as I was watching the politics of that day unfold, you know, 1 mile away from the shooting, I'm getting, you know, as I'm watching that on, you know, whatever network I was watching at the given moment, then the next day I'm getting a message from somebody that I know of so-and-so just survived and the bullet just missed their head. And, you know, you're just like, how do I put these two pieces together? The hyper partisan political atmosphere of America, which is kind of turns this thing into kind of a, you know, kind of like, you know, what do we say, armchair quarterbacking?
Yeah.
And then the on the ground, like, oh, my God, this community is, like, reeling. Like, I can't even begin to think about anything that divides anybody right now. I just want people to come together. It's very important to point out, you know, that the people who were murdered that day, you know, they represent Highland Park. It was a diverse group of people. This is a very diverse community. And this is a community very, very focused on what's going on in the South Side. You know, this is not just a kind of a one-way street. This is a community that really does care about those issues. So that's what I mean about the double whammy. I mean, this is a community that it's not like some people say, oh, you know, now you care because it happened to you. No, this is a community that cared long before this, which is why I think I hope the story of this is going to be that Highland Park is going to come together as a community and speak with a greater voice and really affect change at the national and international level.
Billy, with you being as accomplished as you are and being in the epicenter of this situation, have any of your colleagues in the music industry reached out to you and asked how they can help with this as well?
A few people have. I think people really grapple with this. I was surprised. You know, it's a little bit like when someone passes away or something. I was surprised by the diversity of reactions. Some people didn't even text me at all, and I was like, I thought that was kind of strange, you know? So a week later, I talked to a few friends, and I said, did you hear what happened here? And one person was like, oh, yeah, but I didn't want to bother you, which was weird, but I understand. Some of my friends didn't even know that it had happened because they just don't follow the media. And other people were like, oh, I didn't even know you lived there where it happened. They didn't put those pieces together. So it's hard to explain in real time, but when you're in the middle of it, it's pretty intense. And thank God we weren't there. I mean, we would have been there if not for my family being on an international flight that day.
Hmm.
So we're kind of in this weird spot where we're part of it. Our tea house was in a literally shut down and in the crime scene. We're one block away. I was watching clips that day of people fleeing for their lives, and I'm like, well, there's my tea house. You know what I mean? That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're also blessed that we weren't part of it, that we didn't have to be part of that trauma, because hearing the stories, they're just so hard to stomach, and it's so horrifying.
Yeah, Billy Corgan for another minute. All right, so the concert is July 27th. It's at your tea shop, Madame Zuzu's in Highland Park. But this is live streamed on the Smashing Pumpkins YouTube page. And then it is there where we can all help and click on a link to donate?
Yeah, totally free. We just want people to participate. You know what I mean? We understand it's hard times right now. We all know what we're paying, you know, at the pump for gas and stuff like that, right? So there's no expectation. Listen, just watching is important. Sharing is important. Letting people know, if you're interested, letting people know. And if you can donate, if you can find it in your heart, that means a lot, too. We also have merchandise that people are buying to be supportive. So there's lots of different ways. And, and it's just going to be a fun night. And we have such a diverse group of people. If you're, you know, Lollapalooza headlining band, Bob Moses has agreed to appear, which is fantastic. This great young band, Perry Farrell just confirmed to Jane's Addiction, because he's going to be here in town for Lollapalooza. Perry's been a friend of mine for over 30 years. Of course, Jimmy Chamberlain from the Pumpkins is involved, and I'm sure we'll play a few classics. So we just want to have a great time. I'm sure there'll be a few misty eyes, but we also want to have a couple laughs and just kind of bring some joy to everybody right now.
Waddle wanted to know this, because we're staring at the Chicago Theater, and I was reminiscing of all the different venues I've seen you play. What's your favorite Chicago venue?
You know what? If you said you got one place to pick and you got to make it count, I would pick the Aragon.
The Aragon Ballroom.
It's a car crash in there sometimes, but man, you get the right show in there, you can light it up in there. But let me say this. There's that old joke in the music business. Hey, man, you sold out. And I'm like, yeah, I sold out the United Center, right? So trust me, I'm more than happy to play the United Center, and I hope everyone comes to see us, Pumpkins and Jane's Addiction. That's going to be a great show.
I can't wait.
And to be 55 years old and still playing arenas, trust me, it's a great honor. I saw the Bulls win championships there, so I'm more than happy to play that building.
I think it's really cool, and I think Sylvia and I agree on this, 100%. It's really cool that you are doing something for the community that you love, and taking time to give back to the people that really need something right now. So it's very cool, Billy, that you're doing this, for sure.
Thank you. I always appreciate you guys' support. Thank you.
We appreciate you, and all the best. We'll be watching next week, okay?
Okay, awesome. Talk soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Billy.
Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins. He's a legend in my book.
That's really cool.
I love him. I love his evolution. I don't think they've ever sounded better. I think he's really, really comfortable with where he is as a dad. And
I think it's a cool concept, too. They're going to play a live show from his place. It's going to be free to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel compelled to give to a cause that is
right,
obviously very important.
Put it on your big screen on the YouTube app. You know what I mean? Yeah. And enjoy the concert. And then there will be a link. And if you want to, you could donate.
That's cool.
So that's next. It's a week from today, July 27th.